Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nakiah. How may I help you today?
Yeah, Nakiah, hi. I was calling. We have received a couple charges against our credit card for Best Living Solutions, and we're not sure exactly what they're for.
Yes, sir.
So I was wondering if you could tell us what this is all about.
Yes, sir. Please give me a moment to pull up your account. I can further assist you.
Okay.
All right, you mind providing me your zip code, sir?
I'm sorry?
Your zip code?
Zip code is 44136.
All right, sir. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mark Hudak, H-U-D-A-K.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, it looks like you have an order in your account for the smartwatch and the mini pods, but your last three payments were declined.
A smartwatch and a mini pod, but the last two payments were declined.
Yes, sir. The last three payments were declined, so your card didn't acknowledge them.
Yeah, the charges I think on those were like $5.95 each, or something, or no, a total of $5.95, and that was deducted from the account on 5/6, May 6th. So this should have been paid in full.
Right, and then after that was just for the shipping. That was during the trial period. Once you order the product during your trial period, you'll only be charged shipping and handling fees of that amount that you was charged. And then after your trial period on the 15th day, you will be charged full amount for both products, and that's what started happening on your card.
Yeah, but I thought the understanding. I mean, the what it stated was that I would be able to get both of these items for $5.95.
No, sir. You was during a trial, so it wasn't guaranteed until you that price wasn't a guaranteed price because you were just paying for the shipping and the handling. You were still gonna have to pay for the full price if you wanted to keep it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that was kind of shady. How do I? Can I send these back to you and have you credit me again for this? Because it was totally misleading.
Well, unfortunately, sir, our sales are fine, but what I can do is give you a 35% off discount for future charges.
No, I don't want that. I don't want any future charges with you.
Well, sir,
so
I'll give you a 50% discount on future charges.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't want any future. I don't want to buy anything from you anymore. The scam is I got $59.95 that was deducted, so we're even, Steven, now. I don't owe you anything else then.
Well, no, sir, because since those card that payment is declined, the company is going to keep trying to charge you till they get the amount they want because it's a monthly fee for the product.
It shows that it was paid. It wasn't declined. It shows as a deduction from my account.
On today, this morning at 7:20, and May 23rd, and May 22nd at 7:20 a.m., your charges of $59.95 declined.
Yeah, that's because there's a credit limit on that particular account. So,
yes, sir.
So you can keep trying, but you're not going to get the money because this was a misleading thing. you've already got your $59.95. That should about more than cover the cost of those two goofy things that were ordered.
Well, I hope you enjoy the product, sir. It's a really good product.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is, but it was totally misleading. I thought we were getting this for $6 or something like that, and here you're trying to charge $59.95 every month. That doesn't make sense. So I will never do business with you again, but I appreciate your help. Thanks.